Good afternoon. My name is Lucia. I'm from Brazil. I work for the National Agriculture Research Corporation, or call it Embrapa. And I'm here to talk about two begomoviruses infecting cotton in Brazil. So among single-stranded circular DNA viruses, there is the family Gemini viridae, which has 7 genera. And the most important is the begomovirus, which is white fly transmitted. Begomoviruses from the New World and the Old World used to be very different. At the New World, the begomoviruses are normally bipartite. They have 2 genomes or 2 components, genome A and genome B. And one example of begomoviruses from the New World affecting cotton is cotton leaf crumple virus, which is present in South United States, Guatemala, and Mexico. In the old world, the begomoviruses are monopartite. There are some bipartite, but most of them are monopartite, and the single genome is able to cause infection. It's homologous to the genome A of the bipartite viruses. So cotton leaf curl disease is a very important disease now present in Pakistan and India, and is caused by a begomovirus monopartite. Well, we are here to talk about Brazil, and the green areas represent the municipalities where cotton is planted. The production, cotton production, is centered it's in the central area in Brazil, savanna or cerrado, how it's called. And the dark green represent the largest areas planted with cotton. So the yield is similar among these main states producing cotton, Mato Grosso, Bahia, but at Northeast Brazil, there is some areas with cotton, small areas with small yield. So we are going to talk about one begomovirus found here in the state of Goiás and another one found here in the state of Paraíba. Here there are plants showing intravenous chlorosis. They are Gossypia hirsutum plants from state of Goiás, one of Santa Helena, other from Santo Antônio. Here are Gossypia barbadense leaf showing intravenous chlorosis, and Gossypia barbadense plant among non-infected plants, one infected plant among other non-infected plants. This is Gossypia mustelinum. This is the eighth cotton species, tetraploid from Brazil. It's endemic to the northeast region, which is a semi-arid region. But here it has been planted in the state of Goiás to be studied about disease resistance. So there it became naturally infected by the begomovirus present in Goiás. So to show if the disease was caused really by a virus, we used universal primers for begomoviruses. It means that they are degenerated primers to be complementary to most of the begomovirus. And it amplifies a partial sequence of the genome A. So we obtained the PCR products of this partial genome A and obtained the sequences. And we went to the NCBI website to compare the sequences to the known genomes. So we found that all the sequences we had were highly similar to a begomovirus called Sida micrantha mosaic virus. It was always highly similar from 1994 to 97%, so it's considered of the same species. So this virus species has been first isolated from the weed Sida micrantha. Well, a disease called common mosaic with the symptoms has been known for around 60 years in Brazil. and it was attributed to a botulinum mosaic virus. So the virologist 60 years ago around, Álvaro Santos Costa, he supposed that the same virus causing disease in Sida, Micranta, was causing disease in cotton. And he supposed it was a botulinum mosaic virus, but a botulinum mosaic virus is a bipartite virus from West Indies. So very different to the virus present in the New World. So it was correct to state that the same virus was affecting Sida, Micranta and cotton, but with the sequence procedure, it's demonstrated that Sida, Micranta is very different from a botulinum mosaic virus. So we suppose that a botulinum mosaic virus is not present in Brazil. Sida, Micranta mosaic virus has been reported infecting other plants in Brazil, okra production, soybean, and also common beans, as well as Sida. So it's interesting to notice that cotton production now in Brazil is frequently being done as a second crop after soybeans or beans. So white flies migrating from soybean field or common bean field to cotton may carry this virus. This virus is spread in Brazil, but it's we never find lots of plants infected, not very rarely more than 1% of infection in the field. And we suppose that this is because the white flies are always controlled. We've observed that when we have infected plants, there is a recover of symptoms, so the plant show no symptom anymore, but there is even then a loss of production of these plants that have been infected. So this is about the virus in Goiás, and this is another occurrence. So this is in the state of Paraíba, northeast Brazil, the semi-arid region with low production, low yield. And we were conducting several genotypes to obtain seeds from germplasm multiplication. And there was occurrence of white flies. And after some weeks, the plant became, most of the genotypes became infected with leaf curling and intervernal chlorosis. So we proceeded the same way. We had this generated primers, universal for Begonia variolosis. We obtained the partial sequence. First, the PCR produced of the expected size, then partial sequenced it, and went to the NCBI website to compare by the BLAST program to the known genomes. But in this case, we didn't find a high similarity, the sequences. It was an indication that it would be a new virus, and we decided to sequence the whole genome. We used a procedure called rolling circle amplification, in which a special DNA polymerase is used, extracted from the bacteriophage Phi29, which amplifies circular DNAs. And we obtained three DNA A clones and six DNA B clones, and full length sequenced the genomes. So what we found is that we had a typical bipartite genome, a bipartite virus with genome A and genome B. The genome A have had the most similar sequence was with tomato common mosaic virus with 81%. And genome B was the most similar virus found in NCBI was tomato yellow vein streak virus with 77%. So it is considered a new virus named cloton chlorotic spot virus. And it had the putative proteins from four proteins for genome A and two for genome B. And just to know more, a little bit more about this virus. We made a comparison separately of the genome A and genome B to 59 known vegomoviruses. Here we show only the most similar to genome A, and we had several Brazilian viruses, as the Butylon Brazil virus, tomato common mosaic virus, the yellow leaf curl virus. And it was similar also to the cotton leaf crumple virus found in the United States, Mexico, and Guatemala. But the genome B was different. It did not group with the same virus the genome A grouped. And this one, but not genome A, was similar to Sida mecanta mosaic virus, which has been found in Goiás. So with the two different groupings, it's supposed that the genomes evolved separately. They probably became two from different viruses. So thank you. If we have time to questions.
Time for questions, yes.
So on this last example that you were talking about, you have the two amplified products from the rolling circle. So how do you know, how many plants have you tested to confirm that that's just not a plant that's infected with two different viruses? The components, right? Because you have the A and the B component, right?
Yes, they have a common region that's indicative that's the same virus. Just that.
Just that?
Just that. We tried to make infection with 10 plants, but we didn't achieve that, so
yeah.
That's it.
Very good. Okay. What's the impact on yield? How significant of a problem are these viruses to the cotton industry in Brazil?
No, we don't think it's very important. So what I've heard that the indication that if we had more than 1% or 2% of infection, whitefly would be controlled as a vector. But it doesn't occur normally. If you have any plantation in which you don't really, it's not controlling insects normally, so then you have a great proportion of plants infected. But it's rare, because you have to control to boll weevil, you have to control to lots of insects, and whiteflies are maintained normally in a low level. We have now in Brazil the biotype B of the whiteflies, so the problem is more serious, but the virus is not causing loss of yield because the whiteflies are controlled. So what we make is to tag the plants that become infected in the same plot with another one non-infected plant, and so we noticed that we have around a third of loss. We count the number of holes and plant high only, and the number of holes came with 30% reduction.
Time for one more question.